The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world. Whether it's the Golden State Warriors and that undefeated record still intact, 21-0, they are playing with a serious chip on their shoulder. Those Green Bay Packers get it done. Maybe it was luck. Maybe it was a bad call. But the bottom line is Aaron Rodgers threw the ball 70 yards in the air. And the catch was caught by Richard Rodgers, which the irony in this whole thing is unbelievable when you think about it. But so much happening in the sports world. Got to welcome in my tag team partners in crime. Let's go out to Los Angeles first. Fred Wallen, how you doing after losing Zach Greinke to our Arizona Diamondbacks?
Well, Dodgers made a mistake. I'm not a big Greinke fan, but they don't have a second pitcher. Dodgers made a major error. Giants made a major error. Diamondbacks have a good pitcher. I just don't like them on a personal basis.
Yeah, well, great athlete. Has been known to do other things and hurt himself in the off seasons and whatnot. Speaking of the Milwaukee Brewers when he was with them, but we know he's got talent as well. We got Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. We'll get into this in a second with you, obviously, but we got to wrap it, take a quick pause for the cause, come right back, and we'll get right into a lot of things that are going on in the sports world. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
One of the most common causes of injury this time of the year is ice. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about dealing with the slippery stuff right after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Want to take back control? A Generac Home Standby Generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, automatically, whether you're home or away. Control your power, control your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
For more information, visit Generac.com or call 855-886-8203.
Every year, thousands of people slip on icy steps, walkways, or drives and wind up bruised and sore, or even worse. Even a rough surface will become slick when water freezes on it. There are several approaches to this problem. You can melt the ice after it forms. Sodium chloride or salt is the most popular way to do this, but the melting runoff can kill plants and build up in the soil. You can create traction on top of the ice by covering it with sand or kitty litter to improve your footing. Or you can stop the problem before it starts with a de-icing compound. These products are sprayed on the surface you want to protect a few hours before a storm hits. The de-icer prevents ice from bonding with the concrete, brick, or asphalt. And the best news, it's completely biodegradable. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world, as we all know. Get on board, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. You know, let's kind of get into this a little bit with what happened in college football. Not a lot of surprises. I think we're getting the four best teams in the country at the end of the day. Fred, how do you feel? You might feel maybe that Stanford should be in there. I don't know. But ultimately, I think we got four pretty good football teams out there.
I think it's too bad that the officials blew the last seconds of the North Carolina-Clemson game. Clemson would have needed 8 points. They would have needed a touchdown and a two-point conversion. And when I first saw
North Carolina. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. When I first saw it, I did think they were offside. But you look back, the only thing was one guy for North Carolina was like a half a step ahead of everybody else. But he was not offside. There's no question
right.
about that. And North Carolina recovered the fumble. And they were driving the ball at will the last couple times they had the ball. So it's sort of too bad that they didn't get that last option. I didn't have a thought on the game one way or the other. But all I'm saying is it's too bad for those kids, and it's also too bad for the Ohio States or the Stanfords who may have snuck in if Clemson had lost. So, I mean, it's too bad the officials, in my mind, got in the way.
Hey, yeah. If we're going to forgive two Stanford losses, you know, we look at that. I think a lot of people looked at Stanford or Ohio State's ticket into the dance. Coming in by way of a North Carolina win. But North Carolina would have had one loss themselves way back in September on a neutral field to South Carolina. Yeah, we didn't know at the time that South Carolina was going to be a 3-9 football team with turmoil with Steve Spurrier retiring midseason and all that. But I don't think there was anything clear cut to let a team outside of the four that we're probably going to have into the dance outside of a Florida win, because Florida's two losses and Florida's football team, even if they had beat Alabama, wouldn't have been good enough to qualify for the top four.
Well, North Carolina would have definitely shaken things up, let's be honest. But with that being said, I don't think there's any other school out there other than Clemson that beat three teams in the top 10 all year long. So that's a good football team. And I mean, we all thought they were pretty good from the start. At least I did. I thought they were a pretty good football team. But with that being said, they do give up a lot of points, and that's something to kind of be a little bit worried about. But they do obviously have a very good firepower on offense too. I think Oklahoma might be the best team, to be honest with you guys, at this point.
Let me ask you something. If there was, would the system be better with an 8-team field?
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that we have to concede that we'd have all kinds of chaos if we were just talking about putting two teams in the national championship. But, you know, probably Clemson, and then you got a real dogfight. It'd probably be Alabama, but I mean, Michigan State makes a good case for themselves. I think Ohio State and Iowa also make a good argument, but at the end of the day, if you could only put two teams in, it would be bad. So I think in year two of the playoff here, it's working a lot better than the system that was in place for the previous 16 years.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I also agree that eight teams might be the perfect number, And we all know that they've got, what, 6 years, I think, Fred, where they have to go with this new system, and then they can reevaluate after that. So, look, we all know it's better. It's not perfect, but it's getting closer. And I think you have a good number. 6 or 8 teams, I think, is very, very reasonable when they wind up getting this thing totally worked out. And at that point, it's going to be a lot more like the NFL in a real playoff system. So, Fred, yes or no? I like 6 or 8 teams after everything's said and done and after they tweak this thing the way that it should be. Again, this is an improvement, but I think ultimately they'll get it 100% correct with 6 or 8 teams, Fred.
Well, if you like it or don't like it, it doesn't matter. They will go, they will expand, because that means more games and more money. So there's no question after this 6 year period takes place that they'll go to an 8 or 6 team situation. It's just common sense. And nobody's going to turn down money. They know it means extra games, and they'll go in that direction.
I agree. Hey, let's talk about another game that Jeff and I do not see eye to eye on, and that is the Michigan State Iowa game. Okay, Fred, let me roll this through your head, because I know you're a guy that thinks about the end of the games, and I disagreed with you the other day about something that you put up there on your Facebook page about the end of a game and how it was handled. I think Iowa totally blew the way they handled the end of the football game against Michigan State. They were trying to conserve the clock by calling timeouts when Michigan State was on the doorstep. My feeling is this: let them score the touchdown, because first and foremost, you will be down 16-13 after they make the extra point and whatnot. And most of the time those go in, like it did. So it was 16-13. However, Iowa blew their timeouts instead of just letting them score. Jeff doesn't like the mentality of me saying let them score, okay? But at the end of the day, when there's 2 minutes or left in a ball game, you're up against your own goal line when you have to defend 1 yard, I think the odds are pretty well stacked in the offense's favor. And when I say let them score, that only means give yourself time to go down and handle your business the way that you should, and not leave yourself 22 seconds to do it without any timeouts at that as well.
You know what that's equivalent to? That's equivalent to having a one-run lead with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth inning, and you got a guy, you got a dangerous guy at the plate.
No, it's totally different.
No, it's not, because you're saying let's walk in the tying run so that Miggy Cabrera doesn't hit a double off of me, and let's try to win it in the bottom of the ninth when you already have the lead. When you already have the lead, surrendering the lead intentionally is a poor idea.
Can I add one thing?
Yes, please go ahead.
I would agree with Andy, and I'll tell you why. They have a field goal kicker who's kicked one from 57 yards away, which means let's say Michigan State scores with 2 minutes to go, you get it on the 25. You only have to go to the 40 on the other side. There's only 35 yards for a 57-yard field goal, and you have a shot at tying that game up.
Here's the point in general, is that they were trying to conserve the clock by calling timeouts. Why did they do that?
No, I agree with you. You let them score. Michigan State's got a big offensive line. They got 4 shots from the 3. I think you let them score the very first play. You've got a couple of timeouts left. All you need is 35 yards, and you can gain. I mean, again, versus what happened, that they had 25 seconds and they had no shot whatsoever. 22 seconds, they had no shot whatsoever. I would have let them score right away.
Yeah, we can agree to disagree on this one, Jeff. And I actually thought Fred might be on your side, because what he had said about something the other – I don't even remember what it was, Fred, but I obviously did not agree with you on it. What was it, by the way?
No, I didn't understand the NFL rule as far as when the Packers had the one extra play, why they didn't have to at least line up for the extra point. Because three nights before, on Monday night, when the Ravens scored on the final play of the game, the two teams did have to line up for the extra point, and the Ravens, of course, just took a knee. But I didn't know the – I didn't
yeah,
know the –
and you, the you rule, said it. Yeah, basically, the difference was this, and Jeff, I'm assuming you know this, but I don't know. But the point is this: the difference between the two plays was that they actually did it on the last play of the game where there was time left on the clock. The Packers won the game on an extra play that was a non-timed down. So, you know what? It was just a crazy, fluky play. And whether you think the guy grabbed his face mask or not, in real time, it absolutely looked like he did. So I think the officials make that call. We're talking about calls that officials make. I think that's a call that the officials make 100 out of 100 times, because in real time, it absolutely looks like he pulled his face mask and turned it, and the rest is history, as we all know. But speaking of that, we're going to get into the NFL on the other side, guys, because it's time to start talking some NFL football. He's Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, I'm the Dorf Man, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Hey, baby! We're going to be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
What the hell's going on out here?
Nobody says it better than Vince Lombardi. And I'll be honest with you, for about 30 minutes against the Detroit Lions, once again, I was saying the same thing that Vince Lombardi was saying about what the hell is going on out there, because the Green Bay Packers looked atrocious. But as we all know, there are two halves in a game, and anything can and will happen, and believe me, it did. But speaking of that, before we get into the NFL, Fred, I want to just ask you this because we haven't really talked much about the NBA, but what can you say about Steph Curry? What can you say about the Golden State Warriors, 21-0, just absolutely tearing apart the rest of the league at this moment in time? And I don't really see it changing. But, you know, I was joking kind of about when I said to you, what's going to happen first, the Warriors lose or the Sixers win? And I did stick with my Warriors, and they actually have won this bet. But at the end, and speaking of which, they beat your Los Angeles Lakers at that, but that's a whole nother story. And now we know about the Kobe Bryant farewell season and whatnot. But honestly, what can you say about Steph Curry and this Golden State Warrior basketball team?
You know, I grew up watching the last part of the great Boston Celtics and then the Philadelphia 76ers in the mid-60s when I was a little kid. And, of course, the Magic Lakers and the Bulls and the whole thing. This may not be the best team that I've seen over 50 years, but I honestly, I think it might be the most fun team to watch because of Curry. He is unbelievable. I don't know anybody. Well, obviously he shoots well, but I don't know anybody who gets rid of the ball as fast, as quick as Curry. It's unbelievable, and it just, I think for the fans, it's just really fun to watch.
Yeah, he almost doesn't even need to have the ball in his hand. That's how quick you see the guy release the ball. Yeah, and his range is just ridiculous. Like, he literally has range from 30 feet or beyond. I think he has he's shooting 40% from 30 feet or beyond. So you talk about a guy having, you know, hops out of the building or range out of the building. This guy literally has that range and is just such a special player. And, you know, the other night in Charlotte, it's supposed to be there to honor his father and whatnot. And he stole the show, man. The guy scores 40 points in three quarters. The dude is unbelievable. And what I'm going to make the comparison here is you see this guy score 40 on 18 shots. Yeah. You see Kobe score 30 on 25 or 30 shots. Like, it's unbelievable how productive and how efficient Steph Curry is. And let's face it, he's taking shots that are, like, really tough to make. Time and time again, he makes those shots. Jeff, the guy is unbelievable.
Yeah, they're regular season heroes. I'd like to see them play San Antonio in a 7-game series. I think that San Antonio is still the best team in the West, records be damned. And, you know, it's going to catch up with it. You know, Golden State's just been charmed. They've been playing with a horseshoe up their butts for, you know, about the last 18 months now. And, you know, I think that it's going to come to a crashing halt sooner rather than later. But, you know, by all means, win all the regular season games you can. It really matters.
Sounds like a Cleveland Cavalier fan to me, Fred. I don't know, but just call me crazy. But sounds like a Cleveland Cavalier fan to me. Let's move on. Let's get into some NFL, guys. And, you know, we did have some games earlier in the week that we all know about. And, you know, I've already talked about the Packers, the miracle in Motown where they beat the Lions on Thursday, and I think that's the first CBS game, if I'm not mistaken. And now we'll have Thursday and Saturday games pretty much the rest of the season. Is that right or no?
I missed what you said. It wasn't the first CBS game this year at Thursday night. It was the last Thursday night CBS game.
Okay, that's what I meant, was the last. But now we're going to start having the schedule where we start seeing some Saturday and Sunday games.
Yeah, because the college football season is over. Yes. There's actually a rule in Congress that the NFL cannot play on Saturday until the college football season is over. They're long 40 years ago or 50 years ago, they passed that, and so they start playing Saturday games once the collegiate season is over, and the only other game that we have to see this week, of course, is Army versus Navy.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, what did you think of the schedule for Saturday? You have the SEC championship at 2 p.m. and it kind of stands on its own. And then you put the other three games in primetime. They don't want the NFL competing against them, but you have three conferences competing against themselves, all in meaningful games here on the last Saturday of the football season for most teams.
Yeah, I kept switching back and forth. I think everybody had to do that, and so you miss part of some of the games unless you tape them all. I agree with you. I think you should have started early in the morning and just, kept them separate from one another as best you may. But
they used to play them on Friday nights. They used to play the Pac-12 in the Big Ten on Friday nights, and it's just like everybody wants to capitalize on that Saturday TV money.
I was watching also San Diego State and the Air Force because I wanted to, the Aztecs had won 8 in a row. I wanted to see if they could make it 9, and they did. But so actually, I had 4 games starting like at 4:45 Pacific time. And then the other one started either at 4:45 or 5 or 5:30. So it was very, very tough indeed to keep up with all 4 games, no question about it.
I suppose the way to handle this situation would have been what you were doing last week, Jeff, over Thanksgiving, was bring about 3 or 4 TVs in the room and have them all on different channels so that you can catch every single game.
Oh, no question. Well, I'm a multi-screen guy. I mean, I know that the typical multi-screen setup these days is supposed to be one TV and a tablet on the side. But I'll bring the TV out from the bedroom, and I'll split the big TV in the living room and have a game on the phone, a game on the tablet. So, I try to watch, 4 or 5 games at a time when it's possible.
All right. There's a few big games this week in the NFL. And one of them is the Falcons and the Buccaneers. With reverse orders, Falcons 6-5, Buccaneers 5-6. One of these teams may get in the playoffs. I think the Falcons have kind of shown who they are. At the end of the day, they're really not that good of a football team. But on the other hand, Jameis Winston has grown throughout the season and, inherited an okay football team, let's be honest. So he had some pieces that were already there with Martin as a running back and a decent offensive line and whatnot. But point is that I think Jameis Winston has shown us a lot of leadership on the field. I'm not talking about off the field. I don't care about the guy off the field for what this conversation is about. With that being said, Fred, you first. The Buccaneers, a better chance to make the playoffs, or the Falcons?
I don't know, but it'll be a high-scoring game. I actually think the Buccaneers, from the point of view, as you said, the Falcons have taken a nosedive beyond belief. And, people don't realize the talent. Mike Evans is a darn good receiver. I mean, I think the Buccaneers have a better shot at this moment in time.
I agree with you. I mean, look, and again, they've kind of gone through that tough period with Jameis, and not that it's over by any means, but he's definitely grown, and he's become a better leader out there on the field versus the first 5 weeks or so of the year. Jeff, your thoughts? The Buccaneers or Falcons have a better shot of getting in the playoffs?
I'd say it's the Buccaneers. I think that they have the experienced coaching staff and nice little, running right out of the chute for Dan Quinn and Kyle Shanahan down there in Atlanta. But we've seen it's come apart. I don't know that they have all the horses. If you take Julio Jones out of the game for the Atlanta Falcons, I like the direction the Buccaneers are headed in, and I definitely like them at home on Sunday.
Speaking of a team that's going in a good direction, the Titans play the Bills. They're on the road against the Bills, but the Texans, I'm not talking about the Titans, the Texans have been playing a lot better football as well. J.J. Watt inspired on that defense and, some quarterback changes for them, and all of a sudden they're somewhat a better football team. The Texans kind of have this thing rolling at this point, Fred. How do you feel about them?
Well, 12 and a half sacks as far as J.J. is concerned. If they can continue in this direction, obviously no question that they've got a shot. They're on a good streak now, and it seems that that defense has really gotten together. Awfully tough to move on them, and as far as the Bills are concerned, they are up a tough it's a tough neighbor. It's a tough game as far as that is concerned. No question about that.
So it looks like the final things have come out. Oklahoma is going to play Clemson. That's the 1-4 matchup for the series. And then obviously the other game would be the other two teams that are in the top four. Michigan State will be playing
Alabama.
So interesting how that's going to shape up as that just kind of came across as I just saw that. That is your Final Four. We had the teams. We just didn't necessarily know exactly what the seedings were going to be. But I think we're all somewhat in agreement on we agree on what has taken place with those top four teams. Yes or no?
Well, honestly, you know, the one
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was going to say, honestly, in my mind, the two best teams in America are, in my mind, would be Alabama and Ohio State. But you can't put Ohio State in there because Michigan State beat them. And I think if, obviously, if Connor can come back to 100% as far as Michigan State is concerned, they've got a shot against Alabama. I think it's going to be a great game. I think both will be great games.
Hey, Jeff? Did you guys see the way that Connor Cook treated Archie Griffin as he received the trophy last night? A lot of outrage in the state of Ohio over how the two-time Heisman winner was treated by one of the best quarterbacks in the game.
Yeah, have you guys, we got to talk about the surrender cobra on the other side a little bit, because I've had a lot of laughs with that surrender cobra thing. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's that look you get when your team blows it for you at the end of the game. But anyways, we'll be right back. He's Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, and I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Not all waters are created equal, and that's why everyone from athletes and celebrities to weekend warriors are choosing Alchemy. It's the ultimate health and wellness water. Alchemy hydrates you faster, helps balance your body's pH levels, stimulates your metabolic function, and is clinically proven to boost the immune system. Plus, Alchemy's patented water is rich in bioavailable oxygen to improve vitality and performance. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Even if you didn't have a white Christmas, you may be dealing with the chilly stuff real soon. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to shovel it the right way right after this.
The bathroom is one of the main sources of excess moisture and humidity in the home, both of which are signs of poor indoor air quality. Poor indoor air quality can lead to health issues such as increased allergy symptoms, asthma, or respiratory problems. Make sure to use the ventilation fan in your bathroom not only while you shower, but also for 10 minutes afterwards. For a hands-free operation, use a Brone humidity sensing or motion sensing ventilation fan. You can learn more at Brone.com. Brone New Tone, bringing fresh ideas home.
When you shovel snow, or anything for that matter, it's important to always lift with your legs, not your back. Bend at the knees, not at the waist. Then step in the direction you'll be throwing the snow so that you won't twist your lower back. That's what causes the next morning soreness that so many people complain about. It's also a good idea to put some space between your hands on the shovel handle so that you get more leverage, making the work less tiring. And don't be too ambitious, only scoop up an amount you can easily move. With that in mind, when you're choosing a snow shovel, pick one with a blade size that's right for you so that you can work efficiently. It won't make the job any more fun, but it will be easier. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, and always want to thank our Armed Forces Network for having us on with them. We love the troops, man. We appreciate everything that you guys do. So really, really appreciate everything that you do so that we can sit here and talk to you on the radio each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. So, Fred, Jeff Rich is also in the mix with me, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, and then shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. And during the break, Jeff, yes, you got it 100% correct. The Surrender Cobra has taken the nation by storm. It's that look of the Michigan fan after they lost the game against Michigan State on that fluky play when the guy botched the snap on the punt, and you saw that Michigan fan. And to be honest with you, if I'm that guy, I'm a little bit upset because did you happen to see those shirts that Ohio State made, Jeff?
Were those the ones that said, you know, Ohio with the shape of the guy with his hands on top of his head?
Yes, and that is that guy. That's the image is that particular kid at Michigan. And ultimately, man, I guarantee you that shirt has made a lot of money, and that kid doesn't get to see any of it. So at the end of the day, he's a picture. He's a postcard.
He's the Jerry West of, you know, disgraced fans.
Yeah, exactly, man. It's been a thing. I saw it on ESPN a couple days ago. They're under Cobra, and ultimately, man, it is the funniest thing when you see a fan at the end of a game in utter shock and disbelief about what they just saw. Fred, honestly, it is the most priceless thing in sports is seeing somebody after their team loses on a very shocking play, and they've come up with this Surrender Cobra thing.
I have not seen this shirt, but how do you know that the Buckeyes are not paying the kid? They might have found him, and I think you have
well,
to.
Well, it's a Cincinnati clothing company. It's not, you know, this okay. Shirt's not being sold in the Ohio State bookstore.
No, okay, so but I do think you can't use somebody's picture photo without his okay. So, I mean, they may have found the kid and may have given him some money for the use of his
I don't know. I swear I've seen him on ESPN, and they talked to him and they interviewed him and whatnot. And he had said something, you know, basically like, hey, they're making a lot of money off of me for my look, you know. So I don't think the guy is getting paid, but maybe we're putting ideas in people's head as to what they should or shouldn't do. And maybe we shouldn't do that at this point because
you know, the kid's taking it all in stride, though. The kid, you know, the Lions picture, I think, was more posed, whereas the Michigan State aftermath, you know, was really an organic look. Hey, did you happen to catch the video of the kid trying to get a selfie of himself with the Browns winning on the field goal on Monday Night Football? The kick gets blocked, and you just see the most dejected look on his face as he walks out of the stadium. You know, the fan reactions are just priceless.
No, they really are. That's what makes sports so great, is the fact that people care so much about them, and they handle them in much different ways. You know, you have Facebook wars, if you will. You have Twitter wars. You know, you have all these kinds of things that are going on in this world with how people get their feelings and their opinions out there.
Andy, hold on for a second. Since Jeff, you know, is from Ohio and the whole thing, Mike Patine's decision to run the ball with 8 seconds to go versus a quick short pass, to me, was insanity, considering that Kuhn's longest field goal on the season was only 49 yards. You need about 3 or 4 more yards to get to like 45 yards away to give him more than a 50 or 60 or 70% shot. Why would he run the ball there instead of a short pass? You can call timeout quicker on a short pass. And can get this, you know, if you're running the ball, do you tell your running back to fall down right away? You know, at what point? You only have 8 seconds. To me, that was insanity. I don't think he's coming back next year, because if you think about it logically, he cost the team the game. The block kick didn't cost them the game. They probably wouldn't have blocked it. If he was 5 yards closer to the end zone, obviously he had to kick at a different angle from 5 yards further away. Guys, what do you think about the coach's decision?
Well, I think that's running the football in that situation is another loser mentality where you're not trying to go out and win the game. I don't think there was any way Mike Pettine was coming back, given that he's totally mishandled this Johnny Manziel situation. There's complete dysfunction in the front office that we don't need to get into. But, yeah, Mike Pettine's not coming back. I thought we saw the epitome of Mike Pettine's game management, clock management, and as a result, the he hung his kicker out there to dry, and of course the kick was blocked. You don't expect them to run it back; it rarely happens. But poor game management by Mike Pettine. There's going to be changes all over the Browns organization come 2016.
Well, and let me add this to that: I think he has like a personal vendetta against certain people on that team. And like you said, I'm looking at Johnny Manziel. Look, the move that he made, not putting him in the football game and going with your third stringer, was a move that spoke volumes about where this guy's head is at this point. I don't think he cares. I'll be honest with you. I think he knows he's got a pretty bad football team, and I think he wants to kind of punish Johnny Football. And you know what? At the same time, I actually think he's right. But you know what? Somebody is going to let Johnny Football play. It's not going to be in Cleveland, guys, but somebody is going to let this guy play, and somebody's going to find out if he's capable of being an NFL quarterback or not. Go ahead.
Do you see Chip Kelly maybe trying to land Kaepernick and Manziel to have a little bit of depth to run his Pac-12 Oregon college system in the NFC East?
I love Kaepernick. I mean, I think I started talking about that last week or maybe the week before when they started having problems in San Francisco and putting that guy on the bench. Look, the bottom line is somebody is going to know how to use his skill set that he has as well. I'm sorry, but I personally feel that Colin Kaepernick could be a good quarterback in this league year in and year out with the right guy knowing how to use his skill set like Jim Harbaugh did. And when Jim Harbaugh left that ship, he knew he was leaving a ship that was sinking. I didn't realize it was going to be as bad as it has, but let's give Jim Harbaugh some credit here, guys. First and foremost, for being a pretty good coach, and then also knowing when the heck to get out of there because he saw this thing going in a bad direction. So you can say what you want about him being a snake and this and that and the other and not having his players' backs like with what he did with Alex Smith. Look, the guy's a great coach, and he maximized what Colin Kaepernick was able to do. Without him, Colin Kaepernick is not a good quarterback. And I do think that Chip Kelly would know how to use his skill set. And same thing with Johnny Manziel. He likes guys that can run the football.
Hold on 1 second. I agree with you about I agree with you about Kaepernick.
Uh-huh.
The Manziel thing is slightly different, considering that he started at Oregon, couldn't beat out Mariota, and then transferred. So my point is he's already dealt with Chip Kelly, so I don't know if that's going to be a perfect get-together.
Yeah,
but Kaepernick is certainly a good thought, because I agree with you. I think Kaepernick's got a lot of talent, and I think with the right leadership, he can be a top-notch quarterback.
Yeah, but like everybody else thinks they can always turn a guy around, maybe Chip Kelly thinks the second time around he'll be able to figure out Johnny Manziel. But more realistically, I like Colin Kaepernick going to Philadelphia.
Yeah,
I think that would be a spectacular move. Hey, let's jump into this one. Seattle playing the Vikings. Huge game, let's be honest. Vikings can really, really assert themselves and put themselves ahead of the Packers, or they can bring themselves back to the pack, if you will. Seattle can give themselves a leg up on the wild card. How do you feel about this game, guys? Jeff?
Maybe we lost Jeff. I can't hear Jeff.
Fred, what do you think?
I think too close to call, but I will make one prediction. Russell Wilson, who I really like as a quarterback, will not throw five touchdown passes in this game, as he did last week.
No, I would tend to agree with you. I mean, the Vikings have a pretty good defense too.
They're a very quiet 8-3 football team. It's really surprising that the Packers haven't run away with that division. But Seattle surprisingly worse than they were, and the Vikings surprisingly better than they were supposed to be. I think people looked at Chicago as probably the only team that could compete with Green Bay in that division going into the season, and Mike Zimmer's just done a heck of a job there.
No, I mean, look, they've got a very solid defense. We all know that. The offense with Teddy is a little bit up and down. And, you know, AP's been pretty solid. But for the most part, I think their receivers aren't that great at the end of the day. But I want to ask you guys this, since we're kind of talking about that NFC division a little bit, the North with the Packers and Detroit and Minnesota and Chicago. I got to go back to the game against Detroit for a moment and just ask you, there are certain moments in seasons that are very defining. I personally feel if the Green Bay Packers have any mojo, it will be shown the rest of the year because of the outcome. A 70-yard heave by Aaron Rodgers, a miracle in Motown. Is that the kind of game, the kind of game-changing play that could change the season for the Green Bay Packers? And you know, look, I've been saying all year, even through the struggles, this is my Super Bowl team getting out of the NFC. But I personally really feel that this is the make-or-break moment in the season for the Green Bay Packers. They got lucky to have 2 weeks in a row of playing on Thursday night, guys. So what that really means is, in a nutshell, if you really think about it, they get an extra bye week. They have this whole weekend off. It's almost a whole extra week for them to have a bye week late in the season. They're missing four offensive linemen to starters. Those guys will get healthy in 10 days. Corliss may be back. Montgomery may be back. I've been saying this. I've been preaching this all year long. Be healthy in January. It doesn't matter what happens in November and October. Be healthy when the games are most important. With that being said, how do you feel about what happened, and could that be the momentum the Green Bay Packers need to keep this thing rolling and be a force to be reckoned with in the NFC when the time counts? Fred, you first.
I didn't like the fact that Eddie Lacy missed curfew, and when you have that, it's like you don't care. So I'm a little wary of that. Yeah, and he missed curfew the night before the game.
And what doesn't make sense about that is he ran so effectively for 2 weeks prior to that, getting over 100 yards and making it look like the Packers had established that running game. So I agree with you on that note. But with that being said, they took care of that. They took him out of the game. He didn't start. Starks was the guy. It hurt them, obviously, but you know what? I think they made their point, and hopefully Eddie gets his act in gear. Jeff, is that a momentum-swinging moment for the Green Bay Packers in this season?
No, it absolutely is. I bet they wish they were playing the Minnesota Vikings instead of the Dallas Cowboys at Lambeau on December 13th. But, you know, tough schedule, tough home stretch for the Green Bay Packers. You know, they're home against Dallas. They go to Oakland. They go to Arizona in a game that's probably going to be for NFC playoff seeding. And then they could be playing for the division on Sunday, January 3rd, hosting the Minnesota Vikings. So, you know, they need the right attitudes in that locker room. Guys like Lacy and Harris weren't getting it done. So, you know, it's next man up for the Green Bay Packers. But, yeah, this is certainly the flashpoint where you say Packers slide ends.
Yeah, I personally think this is you know, I thought the game against Minnesota might be the turning point. But if they can't use what happened against the Detroit Lions as a positive, they're a bad football team. And I'll be able to admit it, but they're 8-4. And we're talking about a team like they're 4-8. So it's really interesting how people hold the bar on those Green Bay Packers. We got to take a quick pause. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. When we were together, everything was so great.
Tired Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network for today. And like we always do, we're going to have our parting shots. So, Fred, you first. What's on your mind that we have or haven't addressed today?
Christian McCaffrey, 460-something total yards. Unblank believable against the Trojans of USC.
Jeff,
and the game was actually on TV too, Fred. Huh? I'm gonna go back home to Cleveland. Cavaliers lose back to back games at New Orleans, at Miami. LeBron James rests; he's not happy about it. Must David Blatt, the Cavaliers, go through this early season turmoil every year with the championship contending Cavaliers team?
Pretty interesting. And I'm gonna go back to those Green Bay Packers and say, listen. Guys, it is put up or shut up time. You're 8-4. You've been lucky to be 8-4, and ultimately, you got to go out and continue to play. And nobody's going to give you anything. You got to earn it. That's the way it works in the NFL. It's about, when you think about it, it's about the journey. It's about the struggle. Now go out there, use the momentum that you have from the Detroit game, and finish up the season the way that Packer fans want you to and know that you can. But for Fred, for Jeff, for Scott, for John Poulter and Seth Marenbloom, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.